You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
It's Anime Sundays. What's up, nerds, and welcome back to Anime Sundays podcast, the show where we talk all things anime and black nerd culture. In a special episode today, we had the pleasure to have our cousin CJ, aka Honcho Henson, aka Bomb Initials, in the motherfucking building with us. And we decided we had to take advantage and have some quick anime convos with our brother on the show. And let me tell y'all, we know you've never heard of this nigga before, but I promise you won't forget him by the time the show is done. Because one thing about our cousin is he has his anime takes, and he sticks beside him. You feel me?
Straight up.
So in this episode, it is time to debate, bae.
It's debate, bae.
Yes, sir. So buckle in for safety, motherfuckers, because in today's episode, we're just going to talk with our cousin CJ and let the show go wherever he takes it at this point.
Straight up.
As always, we are your hosts. I'm Vic Damone Jr. You
feel me? It's your boy Bit Freshly Snipe.
Okay, let him know.
Yeah, and your boy PG Bound 365.
You're a little preoccupied over there.
And we got a guest host. Broccoli.
We got our guest host here. Go ahead and introduce yourself, CJ. I don't know if you want to give him your handle or, you know, your IG, your, you know, whatever.
Yes, sir. Come in. IG is Honcho _ Henson. Mm-hmm. And I'm just cousin CJ pretty much.
Straight yes, up. Sir.
Tuzzin. Yeah, man. I call this man my twin. You feel me? This is my motherfucking dog, CJ.
Yo.
For real. Anybody mention CJ, I speak the highest regards.
You got to.
For real.
Are you still trucking, bro? I know we
was no, a lot of I'm truckers. Retired from trucking.
Okay, ex-trucker.
Yeah. Hey, retired from trucking, and he put me in the game when we used to work together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, before I had the CDL, CJ was the man.
For sure.
Yeah, I was definitely one of the earlier ones on the wave.
Yeah, he was definitely.
It just lost his luster for me before everybody else caught on to the wave.
Yeah, for real. CJ was ready to retire by the time I was ready to get on the road.
Mm-hmm. By the time you was figuring out the bullshit, they was just getting in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you was a new booty.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, man. So we gonna get into it, man. CJ, me and CJ have had so many debates in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I walked in a few times to y'all with some wild ass shit that y'all was actually debating.
Him and Bam are always debating, you know.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: What was your first anime that got you into this, CJ? Because I know you ain't just stumbled upon it recently, like some.
No, I think I'm like most of us that grew up mm-hmm. and was born in the 90s, Dragon Ball Z
okay.
was early on for me.
Let's go.
Yu Yu Hakusho was early on for me.
Shout out Yu Yu Hakusho.
Nights on Toonami, mm-hmm. growing up Cartoon Network. Those are the animes that got me started, and those pretty much
classic.
All I knew for a very long time until anime became very mainstream.
Yeah. I asked a lot of people this. Did you really feel like you was even watching anime back then? Like, the Toonami shows came on, and I feel like they were such gems, bro.
Yeah.
Because we really didn't know what we had. Like,
no. Right.
This was shit we were supposed to be having, like, DVDs of or something to even be able to consume it here in America, unless you was in the know, you know?
Yeah.
Or you had HBO or some shit, and all the weird shit came on HBO anyway. It wasn't the bangers came on Toonami.
Yeah, it was a weird, gory place in HBO and Showtime.
No place for us.
And sci-fi. Sci-fi used to show anime.
That's true. Sci-fi had like Spawn and shit come on. Yeah, different shit. Well, Spawn is I guess Spawn, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you there. Dragon Ball Z. So would you say that is your favorite? What's your favorite anime, bro?
It has to remain my favorite because I won't let my heart accept any other answer.
A purist, okay. Purist.
So, that has to be it. I know it's deeply rooted in bias, and I'm okay with that.
This is also the human embodiment of Vegeta.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
CJ? Yeah, I would say CJ's Vegeta.
pride. Yeah. Of the Saiyan race. Yeah. Of the Saiyan race. Yeah. Resides in me. And no one else.
Yeah, yeah. Vegeta helped me figure out what it meant to be a black man in America. Like, oh, being okay with being a black man in America.
Dropping bombs early.
That pride, yeah. Yeah, I resonated with that a lot growing up.
For sure.
Like, yeah, for real.
Becoming a black man.
Especially when they're calling you monkeys the whole
time. Yeah. Especially, yeah, the first time you hear Frieza saying, you monkeys.
I was like, that's the man right there. That's, yeah. Fight yeah. against this motherfucker.
Yeah. Just want your planet so you can sell it at a cheap price.
Just want your planet to gentrify it across the galaxy. Yeah. Ain't that a bitch?
It's ain't that up. A bitch? Like Webby say.
All right, man. So,
okay. How you feel about Dragon Ball Super, CJ? Because, you know, Super has been a main focal point of some real hot topics. You either like kind of love it or hate it at this point.
I'm on the love it side of Super.
Okay.
Because it gave us more of that gem that was Dragon Ball Z. Like, it was over.
I feel you.
It was over, and then it came back with so much more. There's no way I would have been able to predict that the next power scale would have been God level.
Yeah,
I kind of predicted that.
I know.
That I felt like, where else you gonna go?
Yeah, because where else are you gonna go? Okay, good point. Good
I
point.
Know. I was super surprised when Super came out. I was definitely shocked when it came out, though. I definitely thought Dragon Ball Z, GT, and all that stuff was over. Is GT canon?
I don't think so.
If we vote,
I think they just recently made canon or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they may have just recently done something saying that it definitely was. It was canon or something.
Yeah, if we take a vote, that's a fuck no.
But for years, it's been no. Yeah, like it's been made of monkey shit.
I didn't think it was. Yeah, made of monkey shit.
It was the literal made of monkey shit definition.
Wow.
But Super came back and it was fucking amazing, dog.
No, for real. And I guess, like, you can kind of say what you want about power scaling or whatever people's complaints were about the Tournament of Power, but, like, that shit was almost like a pop culture moment when Dragon Ball Super came back.
Everybody was back watching.
Everybody was back on Dragon Ball's dick, bro.
You know there's a fun fact? Every time a Dragon Ball Super episode release, cartel traffic goes down 50%. The cartel stopped murdering people to watch Dragon Ball Super, dog.
Bro,
come on, bro. How powerful is Dragon Ball Super?
That shit sounds crazy, but I'm gonna choose to believe.
It's
true. The cartel quits murdering people
because they
Dragon Ball Z episodes out.
Hey, Dragon Ball Z is on.
You lucky.
Episode 12.
Tomorrow.
You are lucky.
Mañana.
Come on, bro. Yeah. I'm gonna choose to believe that. I really am, because, bro, who does? For one, though, like, while we talking shit, Dragon Ball in general is heavily celebrated in South America.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Then you go on a trip and you was like, you can't believe they got, like,
bro, I went to Colombia and they play anime on TV like they do in Japan.
Yeah, bro, like,
that's lit.
Yeah, it's lit.
Yeah, they Spanish play, people they got like, an old channel put on for Dragon Ball.
Yeah, they always got, they got a bunch of anime bars and they do it big for anime.
Some of like my dogs that was like the best artist that, you know, niggas used to draw Dragon Ball Z back in the day. The best ones was always my Spanish homeboys, my Puerto Rican homeboys. They went in on that shit. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I can believe that. I'm gonna choose to believe that.
So what opinions that about Dragon Ball Super would you have, CJ, that everybody else wouldn't have?
That's a good Super? Question.
Yeah, about Super. Yeah, about Super. Not Z. We can't get into Z.
Nah.
Let's get
we'll
into
be here Z. All day.
Yeah, we'll be here all day. Unpopular opinion.
The only controversial takes I have on Super really revolve around Gohan.
What's wrong with Gohan?
And the fact that he's bitched himself out?
Uh-huh.
You said Gohan's bitched himself out?
Absolutely.
He has the most potential.
I don't know. Like, isn't he still, like, supposed to be the golden child of the show, though?
Yes, he is. And fanfare of the entire superhero movie proves that.
Yeah. Like,
they still know that we care about him, and they still want us to care about him. But man, it was rough. It was a It was a rough go for a while there, man. They got that Super Saiyan Man arc. Oh, that almost killed me. Oh my God, bro.
The great Saiyan Man arc.
Yeah, that almost took me.
My dog was just juggling his responsibilities and having a girlfriend in college.
Right.
The thing that lit back the fire underneath him
was the goddamn water gosh. Yeah, I'm not happy about that. No.
Okay, so you feel like they hold Gohan on where he was supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
But didn't they do that, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they do that because people cried for more Goku? Like, Goku was supposed to be dead, wasn't he?
Yeah, they did do that because Goku was supposed to be dead. And
that heart disease shit was supposed to take him out damn near.
Yeah, Gohan was supposed to take over the series. Kind of like Naruto and Boruto type shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was people crying for Goku to come back. I just think it made a lot more money for them to bring Goku back.
Yeah, Goku was the moneymaker. Fucking...
You see what happened?
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. With Boruto.
It was like...
Can't have Pokemon without Pikachu.
It was like back in the day when the 49ers had Montana and Steve Young for a minute. And they wanted to give it to Steve Young, but they wanted to hold on to Montana for a little bit longer because they knew this motherfucker was going to win some more Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't do it.
It was kind of like that. Yeah, it was kind of like that. Like, now we're going to go ahead and sign him for another couple of years.
Yeah.
And then that couple of years just turned into a whole other lifetime. Yeah.
Forever. For real.
What's your views on Goku? Good dad or bad dad?
Oh, he's a horrible father. I would definitely, I would not like it for him to be my dad. No, thank you. No, thank you, bro. Nah, yeah, just drop me off at a lookout with Piccolo, bro. I'm straight. Piccolo is
definitely my real daddy.
Yeah. Nah, I'm good.
For real.
I don't see how people defend this, saying that he is a good. This man stayed dead on purpose. He's the literal iteration of a deadbeat. Mm-hmm. He stayed dead on purpose.
Deadbeat.
So how do y'all feel about them coming out with Dragon Ball Diamond instead of Super?
We talked about this a little bit. How do you feel?
It's upsetting to me. I was looking forward to the Moro and the granolas and. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, that would have been fire.
That's what I wanted as a Dragon Ball.
So you read
Ball
the
fan.
Manga, the Super.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dragon Ball is the only manga that I would get into. Just because it is number one in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I treat it that way. So it's the only one that I'll go that far on. All the other anime, I'm not deep enough immersed into it to be jumping into mangas for anybody else. I don't care enough about it, I think.
If you are anime only, I say this from experience, it is very hard to just jump into a manga.
Yeah.
If you know that's not your medium.
But I like Dragon Ball so much. I'll do it for them. Yeah, I do it for them.
I've done that for My Hero and I've done that for Attack on Titan, which I know that you fucking love.
Yeah, I think Attack on Titan is an absolute masterpiece. The only reason and that I gives know that me you're pause. An yeah, the only thing that gives me pause.
Why you said it so quick? Just
yeah. Absolutely,
damn right.
Absolutely.
Look,
absolutely.
Damn right
for
bitch.
My people, bro. For my people. If it's my people versus your people, I hope to everything that your people lose.
If it's us versus them,
I feel like it's very obvious, right? It's human nature. It's innate to want your team to win.
It's tyrannical.
Aaron Yeager rolled for his team. Yeah.
If you was Aaron Yeager, would you have done anything differently?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
What you would have did?
That's it. 100%. I'm telling you.
100%.
100%. He stopped at 80%, hoping that Mikasa and Armin would reap the benefits and the fame and the glory and be accepted by the people. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
They don't need to be accepted by the other people. They can be accepted by my people after we the only ones left.
So it's no problem.
I'm going 100% and everything is problem.
Yikes.
We're the only problem.
Yeah.
I can deal with us being the only problem because it's us.
Technically, he could have shrunk down all those colossal titans that were in the wall. Mm-hmm. That would have been a population right there of all aliens. He could have got off killing everybody else but the aliens at the end. Shrunk everybody from the wall.
Genocide is wrong, isn't it?
Unless
it depends on what side of it.
Unless counter genocide is the only other answer. Like either they're going to die or we are going to die.
Yeah, it depends on what side of it.
And he was like, people, I disagree with anybody saying.
This is why humans have been in wars for hundreds of years.
But it's inevitable. That's what I'm saying. At no point did anybody come to the conclusion that peace was actually attainable?
That's
no
sad.
One.
Yeah, that's
from
sad.
From Ervin to the Commandant Chavez, mm-hmm. to even the Marlins. No, at no point, no side said we can get to peace. Mm-hmm. We knew that forever there will be conflict. Mm-hmm. We knew that even Historia at her young age, her and Aaron had that conversation before the rumbling, and she even understood that. Aaron, people say that Aaron changed, and I completely agree with that. I completely disagree with that.
Nah, he's still the
he
same.
He didn't change.
When he
met Mikasa and they caught those first bodies.
Right, when they
he told her what it was then. Mm-hmm. Mikasa is kill or be killed. He remained the same.
Yeah.
She changed.
You don't think Zeke would have brought upon peace?
Man, nah, fuck
ain't
Zeke.
No way, man.
Zeke was lame. Fuck as fuck Zeke. For
everything
that
he stand like, for, dog.
I'm
fuck
like,
him.
What? Euthanization.
Nah, bro. Bro was tripping. Bro was tripping. He
you sound like Coon right
yeah, he just wanted acceptance.
Yeah,
from the oppressor by any means necessary.
Zeke was the coon of all coons.
You mean his other daddy?
Yep.
Even his other daddy.
Yep. Hey, that's exactly what I'm talking about. He wanted acceptance from his oppressor so bad. He had to
throw a ball with him a few times, get him snitch on his real friend. Shit fucked up. Hey, catch.
Yeah, my daddy did it. He did it. They all did it. He was like, catch.
Don't you think this is kind of wrong? What's going on? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
This is the last time we're going to play catch.
Why? Please don't leave.
I need you to tell me the truth. Tell me what's going on.
Now, if you tell me when I die, I'll leave you these nice frames.
Horrible, man. Fucking horrible. Nigga snitched his whole family out for a goddamn man. Baseball.
For some baseball, some Cartiers.
Fuck.
The importance of a male role model in your life is significant, people.
Yeah,
is
for real.
Fathers are significant.
Nigga wanted some buffs.
Okay, Grisham Yeager, bad dad?
He was. Yikes. He was definitely a bad dad to Zeke. Yeah. Because he tried to force everything on Zeke that he felt inside of him, not realizing Zeke wasn't built for that shit.
No, he wasn't built for
Zeke
that
Zeke was not built for that shit.
And
that's why he turned Colt the first opportunity that he could get, to get on the oppressor's good side. Mm-hmm. Oh, because I got to get away from these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers crazy, bro.
Crazy.
They want to fight the power. No, I ain't with that.
Bro, it's certain parts, like, because I read the manga on Attack on Titan because I couldn't wait. And this is where I started when, you know, the first season, I think, went away and we figured out Marlins was across the water and they're telling Zeke's story. The way they pictured the family's face in the manga when Zeke snitched is 10 times better than the anime, bro. Because all they did was show a frame of Zeke pointing like this. And on the other side, Grisha was like motherfucking Home Alone, like... Yeah, bitch.
Snitching.
Right now.
Could you point out
them?
The person that robbed 87 buildings.
Them.
My grandparents are cool, though.
Yeah, my grandparents are cool.
We good. Them motherfuckers but over them, there, they up to
they with
yeah,
some
nah.
shit.
I don't rock with Zeke. I don't rock with nothing Zeke did. Even in the end, when he tried to come back and be the saving grace,
because
I don't fuck with that part of Aaron's plan. I think that was the only flaw in his plan, to have them to kill him. I don't think he should have done that.
Okay, you didn't think he needed to go out with the ship.
He should have went with 100%.
No. Oh, he could have went down with the ship. He just should have finished his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like he should have done the entire.
I feel like
thing
Aaron wanted
everybody.
Them to get to the point where they wanted it, like, where he needed them to talk him out, you know, basically, and do talk no jutsu.
No, because remember when they went to the paths plane?
Yeah. Where
and he told
the
them, nah, listen, it ain't gonna be no talking. Mm-hmm. Y'all show me, y'all do what y'all gotta do.
Yeah.
That's what he told them. Real shit. Like, y'all pull up and do what y'all gotta do. Y'all know where to find me.
And did they pull up? My goodness.
But yeah, Attack on Titan is the only thing that gives me pause when saying that Dragon Ball is my
Everybody,
favorite.
How do you feel about the end of Attack on Titan? About Aaron's head turning into the tree and the little boy and the dog finding it.
I mean, to be honest, like, I before, because I didn't finish reading the manga.
And we have a whole Attack on Titan episode coming up, too. That's why we're not going to go too deep.
Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone before I read, before I even finished the manga, because I didn't finish the manga, I went back and was like, all right, I'm going to wait on the anime. But literally all I had ever heard was, I hate the ending. The ending sucks. The ending sucks. And I was like, well, hopefully whatever they do in the anime is different from, you know, the manga ending or something. But I still came out hating the fucking ending, bro. Like,
yeah.
And no disrespect to, because this is a masterwork of work of art.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah. What's the creator's name?
I can't think of it.
I can't think of it either. But we love you, like, because this is a masterpiece.
So let's say 10 years down the line, they left that ending open to start a different type of Attack on Titan, one based in the future. Would you change your mind about the ending?
Hajime Isayama. Yeah, no, that's his name, Hajime Isayama.
Relatively speaking, it was a bad episode.
Yeah.
Compared to every other episode in the series, that was the most lackluster episode.
Okay.
Even with all of the action, because there was some action in that, those last episodes. Maybe like on its best merits, like an 85 out of 100, but everything else that they put out was 90+.
Yeah, 90. Yeah.
Like they did not miss.
That's why I still would have to round it out and say that it was a very good work of art.
Like, yeah, at it was the end beautiful. Of the day.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
beautifully done. Still, yeah. but I felt like I was being gypped out of something out of the ending. Yep. I can't shake that feeling.
Yeah, no,
can't shake that feeling. Like you owe me some change and I ain't get it.
Yeah, for real. Like,
and then Falco turned into a fucking bird.
Where did that come from? Like, now we were talking about complicated power systems.
Yeah,
and we were talking about Attack on Titan has kind of a complicated power system. If they didn't, if they didn't explain everything, how the Attack Titan knows the future and the past, the present, and how fucking Eren had multiple Titans in him as soon as he ate
the Founding Titan works together with, like, the other Titan. Like, it's a lot of shit.
Rigmarole. It was
fucking... Rigmarole.
It's fucking crazy.
Is this a 1950s?
It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, Shifarole.
It's fucking crazy. It just had a lot of crazy shit going on.
This is where the scene turned bigger.
Lots of that and all that.
Haberdash is a hemoglobin.
For real, man. But yeah, man, the shit.
Yeah, I agree. It was missing something.
Yeah,
I still enjoyed it because I had to. Like that. That was like really the end of an era. So you know, I have to give it its props. But
what do you feel about the best anime of the decade being one of the best being a mech, Vince? How do you feel about that?
What anime are we talking about?
Attack on Titan being a mech. That's what we're talking about.
I'm so sick of this shit. Like,
yeah. Tell me what's the difference, man.
I'm so sick of
Tell me what's the difference.
Pushing the Attack on Titan mech.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
It's a fucking mech.
I hate it, but it kind of is.
Come on, man.
But, I mean, isn't it crazy how just literally not making the metal robots
it became the best
show ever. Way better? Yeah. Like, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Whenever you see one of them fucking Megazords, bro, you just instantly go to sleep.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
You just go to sleep. Yeah. You know that they finna talk all this political drama for
But they did that in Attack on Titan too.
But it was tense the whole time they was talking about it.
Also, Transformers.
Yeah.
It's more like bionic, biometric type.
Yeah, they like cyborg.
They like cyborg.
And that even hits.
Yeah.
But, because they have but when you go
soon
straight,
as you
robot,
have to pilot a fucking robot.
Nobody's fucking with it.
This nigga out here.
I feel for you, Fresh. Because it's cool, a hard life, bro. It's a hard life.
I always love mechs. Shout out to mechs.
We'll always have Gurren Lagann. We'll never disagree on Gurren Lagann.
This nigga got an engine and shit. That nigga need oil change on his mech.
Bruh, pull up at the shop. It's the alternator.
It's the alternator. My carburetor going out, man.
Yeah, man. Shit, fuck.
Got
up,
wheels
man.
On your mech and shit.
Yeah, man. But I feel like it's time to get into why we really have CJ here.
Why we have CJ on?
This man asked me,
mm-hmm.
who's the mm-hmm. best character in Naruto?
Okay.
I said Naruto. The show's named after Naruto. Now, this is not my favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely is the MC my favorite character. Itachi is my favorite character.
Okay. But I thought he asked you who's your favorite. Or
no, he asked me who the best character was.
The best character.
Naruto. And then I said, he kind of tricked me, I ain't going to lie. But I said, Naruto's the best character because the show's named after him. And no one's 1v1 in Naruto. Yikes. That's what I said.
That's a take.
And I stand on it. And I stand on it. Business is under my feet. When it comes to God.
Okay, so how do you feel about that, CJ?
Oh, he's just wrong. Yeah, that's pretty much it. He's just wrong. So I asked him who's the best character in Naruto. And then when he asked to clarify what I meant by best character, I meant like who's your favorite character, like who's your guy in Naruto. And then he stuck with Naruto. The show is named after Naruto. We is crazy, but go ahead.
But go off. Go
ahead. I mean, Naruto is the reason why there's a Naruto Shippuden. Come on.
Okay. That's a take.
Come on.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Without Naruto, it would be no Shippuden.
Who the fuck is going to chase Sasuke? The nigga was the only one that gave a fuck.
Like, oh, okay. So
there would be no,
was chasing Sasuke.
Yeah, I mean for a good chunk of it. Yes.
Also, a lot of other shit happened too.
Because he chased Sasuke.
Yeah.
Them niggas kissed.
What?
So they kissed at the end of the Sasuke retrieval arc.
Mashup clips you been watching over there. You've been watching the Abridged series, huh? When they just throw shit together.
Yeah, them niggas, bro. Ain't no way, bro. You chasing.
Okay, but I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought. You said Fresh said that Naruto was his favorite or the best character,
right?
Because no one's 1v1 in him,
right? And then he used a set of rules that because nobody can beat him, he must be the best character. But that didn't make sense to me because when I asked the question, Bam had already answered with Madara. Mm-hmm. And Madara beat Naruto like handily, and he had Sasuke helping him.
Look, man. Look,
he's got you there.
Let the man finish.
Let him cook.
Are you finished?
Let him cook.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like they were losing convincingly,
and we're talking about the Great War, you know,
the question: are we taking them at their peaks? Came into play. And we discussed,
they always do that, don't they?
Let's go ahead and take them at their peak.
Somebody.
But they peaked at the same time, no?
That's true, too.
He got the stage of six path power, and Madara became the Ten-Tailed Jinchuriki.
Yeah, he got the Otsutsuki power.
Right, so he was also a six path as well, because he had both Uchiha and Senju blood in him at the same time.
So you telling me if we didn't have all that other fuck shit going on, if Black Zetsu wouldn't have came and stabbed Madara, you telling me Madara would have came out victorious?
Yeah, Sasuke and Naruto would have ended up on the verge of beating Sasuke and Naruto.
So you telling me you're saying that Naruto and Sasuke would have been in the Infinite Tsukuyomi
for sure
if Black Zetsu didn't intervene?
100%.
You guys are fucking insane. Do you hear the shit that is coming out of your mouth?
For sure,
bro.
Do you hear what's coming out of your mouth? Listen to what you're saying, bro. Black Zetsu.
They would have sealed the fuck out of Madara.
You think?
Just like they did fucking your girl.
Kaguya. The five Kage fought Madara.
And he spanked them, and that's what it was supposed to be. But you telling me Naruto and Sasuke couldn't spank the five?
How would they have sealed him?
The same way they sealed Kaguya.
Who's
with Sakura's help?
Who sealed him? You said
nigga.
You said Naruto and Sasuke. Naruto and Sasuke ain't sealing nothing. All they know is giving the beats.
And if I'm not mistaken, they was giving their ass beat by Madara before that happened.
Exactly. Convincingly.
If I'm not mistaken,
if they were winning, when would he have had the time Tsukuyomi?
We got an episode coming up, Boruto versus everybody, and I feel like I'm in it already. You guys are fucking crazy. Man. If you think Sasuke and Naruto wouldn't have came out on top when he come on Madara.
He didn't see
Guy, like he was Guy, going. Guy gave fucking Madara the fucking beats.
And he laughed about that shit.
Yeah, he did.
He said out of anybody, Guy came the closest to ever fucking.
Yeah, he gave him respect.
Now you telling me Naruto and Sasuke wouldn't have came and cleaned that shit up?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. When did he laugh and say, you nearly killed me, to either of them?
He did.
So if you're making the point that Mike Guy did more damage to Madara than Sasuke and Naruto combined did to him, then I completely agree with you.
You know what? There's gonna be people. There's gonna be people listening and screaming at me like, "You don't know and these feats." And I'm gonna be like, "Damn, man, I couldn't come up with the feats. I'm sorry, man." And I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't come up with the feats, but I know in my heart.
I agree that Naruto is like the most prominent person in the show. I agree.
Oh, yes, if that's what we're saying. But that's not what we were saying.
But that's not what
he was saying. Nobody could beat him. And I was like, well, Bam already named somebody that can beat him.
Yeah.
My answer was not correct. My answer is Kakashi. I think Kakashi Hatake is the best character in Naruto.
And why do you think that?
Okay.
He's just the coldest. He's the coldest. He's the copy ninja. He knows over 1,000 jutsu.
Even
this
without,
man had
even
us convinced
his,
that he could read people's minds.
Kakashi been kind of getting licked, though. Like,
no.
He definitely level, take his, though. Yeah, he take his.
Yeah. High level Kakashi
but
is.
I'm going to get mine more than I get got. He's him.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
And look, listen. You know what my biggest dream for Kakashi was?
To keep him with the double MS.
Double MS? EMS? Oh, fucking, that would have been crazy. When, what's your boy, Obito, gave him the other eye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. He had the green fucking.
Yeah, that was lit.
The green fucking.
It was blue.
It was blue?
Blue? Big blue Susanoo.
He did have the blue.
Yeah.
It was like a cooler blue than regular.
Yeah, it was complete, too.
Yeah. Had the green. Shisui had the green.
Yeah.
My bad.
He had a glacier freeze.
Yeah, he did. Shit was fire, bro.
He the coldest. He the fucking coldest.
I'm gonna give you this. I feel like double MS Itachi would have did pretty good versus Madara.
I think he'd do pretty good against anybody.
Yeah,
all right, boy. I must die.
But I don't see anybody beating Madara.
Yeah,
That's tough for me to picture in my mind.
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, but I don't see it.
But Naruto and Sasuke would have did it.
See, I don't even have to imagine already happened.
Yeah.
And they didn't fare too well.
If y'all was watching Boruto, you would be understanding.
Objection. I'll shut this shit down.
Objection, y'all.
Fresh doesn't want to talk about Boruto because he's alone.
Yeah, I'm alone in Boruto. And I'm going to do so much fucking studying when we do that Boruto versus everybody episode. And I'm going to try to get me a guest.
I've watched Boruto the anime. Like, Fresh has read all the way up to the manga, so he's so hype and no one cares.
Two Blue Vortex. Shout out to Two Blue Vortex Chapter 5. That's CJ, where they are at right now.
Okay, CJ, how you feel about Boruto?
I don't like it. It's not for me. I'll say that. I say it's not for me.
What's so wrong with Boruto, though?
I don't think nothing is wrong. I just think it's too different from Naruto. Like I liked Naruto.
But it's literally a continuation of Naruto.
But it's like one of those distant cousins. Like one of those third or fourth cousins.
Twice removed.
Yeah, type of deal. Like we know them, but not really.
Like we seen them once.
Mm. Sasuke and Naruto are all throughout Boruto.
No, but listen.
Yeah, but I don't watch Naruto for Sasuke and Naruto. I told you who was my man. Kakashi is my man.
But listen, I understand where he's coming from, though.
Absent from Boruto.
All of the OGs
from Naruto really are. The only thing that they have tying them back to Naruto is that's where they came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nothing is really the same.
If you look it up, though, they don't even do the hand signs anymore. And that was a big part of Naruto. Like, when you were little, what the fuck was you doing? Those fucking
running
hand
with my
signs.
Hands back through the hallways through your hand signs.
You was that guy? Running with your hands backwards?
I wanted to be. I was too ashamed. I was too shameless.
Didn't they look like they was running fast as fuck?
But I looked and I was like, that's my brother right there in spirit.
Did they not look like they was running fast as fuck though?
Yeah.
Every time, I'm fast as fuck, boy.
Fast as fuck, boy.
That's what you don't know. I'm fast as fuck, boy.
But yeah, man, like,
I think you should give Boruto a try.
See? I did give it a try. I gave it 12 episodes of a try and didn't realize how different it was. And not for me.
12 episodes, bro?
That's enough to see if you're going to like an anime.
Probably filler. Like, there's a lot of filler in that shit.
Well, that's another problem. That's another problem. Understand? And then I think I tried to pick up Boruto between the last episode, the final chapters of Attack on Titan, and going from an anime with absolutely zero filler to going to
which anime?
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan has
no
filler.
They don't miss.
Amazing. In the heat of battle, they don't miss. They didn't miss.
This motherfucker don't miss.
They didn't miss.
Yeah, they ain't miss at Attack on Titan.
Now, one thing that you said earlier that I feel is unforgivable is that you will not give One Piece a try pass where you've watched, bro. Like,
bro, I feel like if I invested 146 episodes into something, I should be able to say
you ain't
I
making
don't
140
like
episodes.
It.
You said you got to 40 episodes.
No, I didn't.
Got 100. My bad. 140 some episodes.
Oh, yeah, you know what I would say if someone told me that I should stop watching One Piece at 140 something episodes.
What would you say?
Yeah. How can I? This anime can take the rest of my life at this point.
I'm not even gonna lie, bro.
Senator from The Wire meme.
It took me a long time to get.
What episode you on? 205? You gonna stop?
It took me a long time to get past like the first 200 episodes. But once I did, bro,
I was watching it when I first started.
But it's the reason behind why won't you finish watching One Piece?
I can't deal with Usopp.
What's wrong with Usopp?
Usopp's level of bitch is just inconsistent.
Bro, that's literally his role, bro.
Like, oh, and he's supposed to be.
He is the bitch ass nigga of the show, literally.
But that's what I'm saying. But understand where I come from. Like, so before I gave One Piece a try, I had watched Dragon Ball, obviously.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't find yourself into a little One Piece back then. But then again, I didn't either. I knew One Piece came on, I think, Fox or some shit. But the art style, I just refused.
I didn't. Yeah, at first. I didn't even realize what the big three was until COVID time.
Yeah.
Until lockdown time. Right. That's when I discovered what the big three was.
A lot of people became anime fans.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. Yeah. That was the big anime boom.
Did you get into Bleach?
No, I now refuse to get into Bleach. I'm just going to crown Naruto the king of the big three and move on with my life.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Is
it deeply rooted in bias? Yes. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You got to the Sniper King Usopp stage, right?
Yes. Yes.
Sniper King Usopp, when he burned the fucking world government flag, a feat that had never been done by anybody in their universe. Like, you didn't think that was something that earned a little bit of respect for Usopp?
No, maybe I didn't get to Sniper King Usopp. Maybe that's past where I got to.
If you watched 104, I really can't tell you. Because 140 is literally like 10% of all the shit that I watched.
Yeah,
so.
It's literally 10%. Literally 10%.
Yeah, right?
It's a little bit under. It's like 9%.
Under, yeah. Like, that's about 10%. A speck in my memory. Yeah. But yeah, you have to get to that to get a little bit of respect for Usopp. You have to get to, in that, Nico asking for help from Luffy. Like, there are some moments, bro, you have to get to.
Yeah, Nico Robin was.
You have to get to Ace.
I met Ace.
Okay. You met Ace in Alabasta, but you have to get to Ace.
What is the battle called?
I forget.
What you talking about?
What's the art called?
You're talking about the Summit. Summit War.
Yeah, the Summit War. You have to get there, bro. You ain't met Whitebeard. I feel like you're doing yourself an injustice.
143 is where I stopped.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's it.
What's going on in 143?
I'm about to look it up in a second. But yeah, man, it's crazy. Like,
that's when he tried to stop wetting.
The wedding.
Wetting.
Wetting.
Wheaton.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Spell his name.
Yeah. W-E-T-T-A-N.
But fuck all that. You gotta get past that. And to that, my argument to that, if you don't like the bitch ass character, like how did you feel about Zenitsu and Demon Slayer?
That's that nigga. I don't fuck with Demon Slayer.
Oh my God.
And then that's it. I watched it for a little while and then decided no.
How far you got in Demon Slayer?
I don't remember. I just watched it on the TV when Bam them had it on the TV one time. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. And we watched a good 10, 12 episodes. And I was just like, nah. Yeah. It looks cool like for other people that like that.
He likes what he likes.
I can understand why people like Demon
why it's
Slayer.
Popular. Yeah.
Not for me.
This
not
guy me. Hype level,
yeah,
bro.
You're in the filler arc right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it
was back-to-back filler arcs.
In 143
from early 120 something to 140.
Yeah, but that don't matter to me. Like I watched all 1200 episodes of Naruto. I watched all of them.
Yeah,
multiple times.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, you really
filler don't matter to me. Filler, if
you watched all
like,
of Naruto.
It is a part of the anime. It gives other characters backstories. It gives everybody more sustenance.
Yeah,
Phil, but
the filler stops at 143.
Why would it not be canon? It didn't happen in a different universe.
That's the episode you stopped on.
Yeah,
if it happened in this universe, we have to count it as canon.
Yeah, the Rainbow Mist arc stops at 143.
I feel him though. Fuck that.
That's where I stopped at too.
Straight up. So okay, besides Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, Attack on Titan, what else?
Right, so those are the animes that I came from. Yeah. So once Gohan, like, cause Gohan was a bitch too, but Gohan was my favorite at first. Like up and up through Z, Gohan was my favorite.
Yeah.
Super is what definitively turned Vegeta into him for
that
me
nigga.
Like yeah, like, yeah. Like nah,
that's a fact.
Up until Gohan snap that first time against Cell, when first seen that red line across the screen, his bitch days was behind him.
Damn.
Like that was it. He was a bitch when he was a 5-year-old boy halfway across the universe fighting the strongest nigga in the universe. He was a bitch then. He was a bitch when this big alien with a tail showed up and then kidnapped my daddy, and my daddy is the strongest nigga that I've ever seen in my life. Like he was a bitch then, but he was 4.
Yeah, he was 40.
You see what I'm saying? Like he had all rights to be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like it is not your fault that you were.
How old was he in Cell?
11, 12.
That's crazy.
Like that, yeah.
That's
11 or 12.
Yeah, he was that nigga.
That's crazy. And then so you sitting there frozen your motherfucking boots because this nigga's power is unbelievable. I don't know my own power. The only person that has an inkling of an idea about my own power is my daddy. He the only nigga that know.
He know it's something.
He the only nigga that know. Other than that, what we're looking at, this perfect Cell, is literally the perfect Cell. This nigga's the strongest. He's at the top of the food chain. Mm. He had all rights to be a bitch then.
And Cell was playing with them niggas the entire Cell game.
He was. Like, he was.
I've never seen a villain. That was my first time seeing a villain like actually enjoy himself. Like just playing with
people.
This nigga made a whole since you guys like martial arts tournaments, I'm throwing one myself. How about that?
Let's do it.
But after he saw Android 16 head get crushed on the cell boot and that red line hit that screen, that was it. There was no more bitch Gohan.
Snapped.
Now there was a Gohan that's a lot more docile and soft, like the green tracksuit Gohan and you know
the
book
green
nerd Gohan.
Yeah,
like
college boy Gohan.
But he ain't no bitch. Like when it's time for him to put on that green tracksuit and knuckle up, he with that shit. When Frieza showed up with 1,000 niggas or 10,000, however many it was.
So what you saying? How that changed in Super then?
What?
Gohan.
I'm not saying that he changed. I'm saying that there was no more bitch in him. That was it. Like the end of his bitch arc was when that red line hit the screen the first time. That was it. That was over. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to the bitch character eventually finding their resolve and never turning around. Like this is it now. That is
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly my problem.
Usopp had the end of a bitch era.
No, yes, he does. Remember we was talking about this the other day. So when he was fighting with the shark men, I think the fish people, the fishmen, Arlong and his folks.
Yeah.
So when all of them was fighting, and Zoro was bumping, and he was getting beat up, mm-hmm. and Luffy was getting drowned at the bottom of the river, mm-hmm. and shit was going bad, but everybody was still standing toe to toe.
Yeah,
Usopp was running,
but he still won.
Usopp was running. Listen, hold on, because we got to get to it, right? Yeah. So he was running. He was being a typical bitch character. Okay. He was running from the conflict. Mm-hmm. This nigga found his resolve. He said, "Fuck that." Everybody else standing up to these fish motherfuckers, I'm finna stand up to them too.
Right.
I'm finna pull my hammer out on this nigga ass. Mm-hmm. And he pulled out that hammer and he got busy.
Whacked
he got
ass.
Busy with that hammer.
That was
and then
like
got
one of the
back.
Most satisfying parts of seeing Usopp's growth.
Okay, so then once he found his resolve after that, at mm-hmm. the start of the very next arc, like as soon as they got back on that goddamn ship mm-hmm. and they went to the next island, a piece mm-hmm. of place where they were supposed to go, mm-hmm. he was then back to being a bitch.
He ran again.
And then he found his resolve again.
Bro,
and then the same thing. But I cannot go through that cycle. I cannot be brought
That's
through
one
that cycle.
Character,
but
look,
yeah, but is he always going to be around? Is he around now in episode 1735?
But he is a better fighter.
And is he still a bitch?
Well, hold on. I'm saying he's a better fighter. Than
I didn't.
Like, he actually does.
Nobody
fight.
Asked
look,
you that.
Did he win his last fight?
Did he win his last fight?
These people are significantly stronger. Every time.
Yes.
Significantly stronger.
Way stronger.
He's used to lying his way out of everything.
And all right, so you know how...
His bounties went up, right?
Yeah, everybody's bounties.
Yeah, but I was going to say, if he's around the most wanted nigga in the world,
exactly.
and he's still with him, then his bounty is going to go up as a result of being around the most wanted nigga in the world.
Whatever.
The only reason we know this nigga is because of who he's
with. You don't know, so that's what it is.
I'm telling you, bro. And the part that you hate about Usopp is like kind of the part that everybody else loves about him because he's the comedic relief
well,
in that way.
Well, then he is great for you guys.
You know how much joy
he does not.
No, I'm just saying like that's how he's
how
written as a character.
Yeah, and I don't understand that at all. Like you know how in Super it's Krillin that's the bitch character.
Yeah,
but
Krillin realizes exactly what you're saying when he realizes how much stronger everybody else is than him.
He went the fuck home. You're like you didn't even see Krillin.
He went the fuck home. But when
at least Usopp's still out here.
When his but if you're still going to be a bitch, don't come out here.
And that's your goddamn.
Don't bring your bitch ass out here.
But he got it for his dog.
Man, listen.
You gotta stand
every time,
Krillin gotta get back out there, he get back out there.
When Krillin's wife and daughter looked at him
and
said, "You done turned into a bitch,"
he dies.
No, I'm no longer the bitch character, and his bitch character arc was over. Usopp's bitch character arc gets reset every arc.
It's not an arc.
You're right. It's no longer an arc. It is no longer an arc. Yeah, I can't take that. I'm out.
Usopp don't save
you. You're missing out on like literally one of the best
Usopp
gangs in anime, bro. Like,
I'll take your word for it.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But Usopp Land, God Usopp.
God Usopp.
Man, come
bro.
On, man. You don't know.
Soge King.
Is that like how Cid from the Ice Age was worshipped by those little
Yeah, it's kinda like that.
I figured it was something like that.
But not really. Cause they was getting off them little I can't remember their names, but they was like bug size. They having a war.
The fairies, or
the fairies. Yeah, they were fairies. Yeah, but they having a war and shit. And Usopp led the cavalry.
Bro, Soge King.
Man, Usopp was praised by the giants, nigga.
You right.
But all of them that was there was.
No, bro. When later on, Usopp was only praised. It was like only Usopp can come back to what's the name?
Oh, okay.
Back to Elbaf.
Yeah, man.
But why? It was Luffy who defended their honor of the fight.
But Usopp, the one that made them stop being bitches.
Yeah. Talk no jutsu.
Yeah, I'm talking no jutsu.
So man,
I feel like you got to keep giving it a bit of a go, CJ. No
and lie. I feel like I don't.
Straight up.
No, but I'm out. Like I'm going to try what I. That's why I'm like now. Like I know
like
what I know, and I don't know what I don't know, and I'm fine without knowing it.
Look, if y'all feel like that, y'all should just give JoJo's a try.
Oh, hey man,
you
no,
you are fucking embarrassing.
What did he say?
Y'all just being really extreme right now.
Watch a little JoJo's.
I will not.
You're being real weird. Bro.
Hey. Get your mans, B.
Get your mans. Keep bringing up weird ass JoJo.
What's Charles wrong with him?
Hey, listen, that's why I don't bring him around.
You gotta stop fucking hanging with weirdos, man. Yeah.
I just wanna bring up JoJo's and shit. We have a great anime conversation.
I'm just saying, guys.
Shout out to the JoJo fans out there.
Yeah, shout out to the JoJo. Bunch
of y'all. We love all of y'all.
But I don't know why.
I love my slow cousins too. Like they not no different from anybody else.
Yeah, man. It's understandable that you still family. But
So are you excited about any anime coming out? Or yeah, what are you watching? What are you currently watching right now?
I don't know. What you mean anime coming out? What's coming out?
I'm saying, what are you currently watching right now?
The last thing I was watching was Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
That's the world's watching Jujutsu Kaisen right now for good fucking reason.
Where you at with that?
At the end.
You at the end?
A season two?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We at the end, right?
Yeah.
I came over and watched the end.
Yeah, man. So who you fucking with in Jujutsu Kaisen?
It's not safe.
It's not safe.
That is.
I can't even have a favorite.
Ever. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This anime is taking me.
It's dangerous
for a fucking roller coaster. Like, yeah, you can't like anybody. Like, Attack on Titan got me prepared for anybody could die, but at least the lunchbox characters stayed on the fucking lunchbox to the end. Yeah. Like Hunter, they ain't kill off the lunchbox character. They just put them away. Like, we just not gonna show y'all Karapika and Lil Oreo for a little minute. Yeah, they still right. there, but you know they ain't around right now.
Yeah,
here, nah, nigga, we ain't got no use for Nanami no more. Yeah. Get rid of them.
Story's moving on.
Gone, blown to smithereens.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
So how you feel about Yuji taking all those L's?
What else? Like everybody that he lost?
Yeah, everybody he lost.
All the fights this nigga's like as a main character.
Oh, I still, I didn't like when they made him turn into a bitch for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost lost me then. But then Total Owl showed up, but he was the fire's character on there.
Yeah.
Okay. But even he died. Like, that's so crazy. They took out everybody, bro. They took out everybody. That is the wildest bloodbath I've ever seen.
Yeah, shit was crazy. Shit was crazy.
What villain in Jujutsu Kaisen. Matter of fact, what villain is your favorite?
Just period.
Favorite
villain.
Out of all the animes that you've watched, what villain?
I'm gonna have to say Frieza.
Frieza.
Boom.
Yikes. What a despicable person.
Fucking
monkeys.
Because I can hate him the most, but also respect him for who the fuck he is. Like, he don't care. He just.
I respect that Frieza never gives up either. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a resilient fucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a resilient fucker.
That's my
right
favorite
there.
Guy, Galactic Realtor.
And now that, you know, now that he black, I'm hoping that, you know, he start to see a change within himself and then be able to project
you
that out on the
black.
World. Yeah.
Yeah, he's black
now.
Listen,
y'all, shit. Oh my God.
He's black now.
He got another transformation.
And he showed up.
He was gold, now he's black.
And he showed up and he could have.
So Frieza is still wrecking havoc on these niggas.
He could have killed Goku and Vegeta both simultaneously with the snap of his fingers let them be.
And you mean so they spent all this time making Frieza like one of our most iconic villains even more OP. And they decided to give us fucking chibi fucking Goku and chibi Vegeta?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right, let's wrap up the episode on this.
Yeah,
one.
Man. Yeah, that's why everybody's so fucking mad about
that. That's crazy. See, I didn't know that Super was like, you know, getting into it. I knew about the Moro arc. The internet wouldn't let me not know about that when I tried.
Yeah.
But yo, I did not know that. And they dropped Dragon Ball Daima. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
we're gonna end the episode on that, man. We appreciate you, CJ.
Yo, appreciate you,
for real, man.
Yes, sir.
Come back anytime, man. For real.
Hey, man. Y'all, let us know how y'all felt about our cousin on the show, CJ, and his hot takes on his anime preferences.
You don't like bitch
ass
characters.
I think we'll do another QA. Yo, we'll do a QA on that.
Yeah, let's do a QA.
Let us know what you felt about CJ. How you like him? How'd you like this episode, man? As always, y'all the family. We love y'all. We gonna try to come back with some more hot fire for y'all.
Hey, hold up. Hey, cuz, let us get a wake up, bitch.
Yeah, straight wake up, bitch. It's Anime Sunday.
Come on, man.
Wake up, bitch. It's Anime Sunday.
Come on, stop playing.
Stop playing.
That's from CJ.
Hopefully it won't take y'all another 5 years to invite me back.
Hopefully it'll take us another 5 years to record another episode. Nigga. Yeah, for real. Wait your turn.
Shit. For real, for real. Let us get some.
Man. I was supposed to get a skip line pass.
You about yeah, we right, out of here, man. Y'all take care.
Wake your ass up.